Hello, 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 Mask Off Crown Honors. This is your host, Kiana D, coming at you with another exciting episode of Mask Off Crowns On. This week, we are talking about it's not the enemy, it's the enemy battling our own demons. So stay tuned because after this short break, we're coming back with some tips and tools on how to deal with our inner me. Welcome back, Mask Off Crown Honors. And as I stated in the intro, this week we're talking about is not the enemy, but our inner me. So you may be asking yourself, what do you mean by the inner me? The inner me is that part of ourselves that is made up of our struggles, our conflicts, right? Our past experiences, the things that we see, the things that we've learned and unlearned, that inner core about ourselves, right? It shapes our thoughts, our actions, our emotions, and how we see and perceive life. The inner me can manifest itself sometimes as self-doubt, fear, insecurities, sometimes even in joy and excitement, because we know we have that yin and yang to ourselves. We have that dark and light. So I don't want to say that our inner me is always that negative part of ourselves. I definitely don't want to give it that connotation. However, it is by knowing which part of your inner me is talking that helps you to define and re-identify things that may be harmful and or safe, right? So our inner me is that very small voice that tells us, yes, we're safe, or no, we should be afraid, or, you know, this isn't going right, and da 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 da. Now, the thing about this inner me is because of some of our traumas, because of some of our upbringings, our conflicts, the things that we've gone through in life, sometimes our inner me can be tipped more towards the negative than the positive, right? You know, that small voice that sometimes says, I'm not good enough to do this, or that small voice that says, oh, I should have been here by now, or even that small voice that pushes you to say that I can do it, right? But the thing is, it's a very fine line between which part of our inner man we're listening to, right, and moving from. Now, we know that all of our battles that present itself on the outside start from the battle that comes within. If we are battling within ourselves over our, whether we're insecure, over our physical shape, our financial shape, our mental status, our social status, whatever the case may be, then that inner me, that inner voice will start to tell us some things that aren't quite true, right? It'll tell us that you're not good enough to be Miss America, or you're not good enough to be class president, or you're not good enough to sing that song in front of everyone, or you can't do this, or you can't do that, right? And over time, we start listening to that little voice more and more and more, to now we feel like everything that we're seeing on the outside is from some outside enemy. Like everyone, everything is trying to gang up on me. The world is trying to beat up on me. And I understand. I've been there myself, which is why I'm doing this podcast on this. Because at the end of the day, we all have those little thoughts that may not be telling us exactly what is true, what is right, and what is best for us, right? Because as we've stopped listening to that guiding light, because our light, that light within us now is always going to tell us, you can do it. You can make it. You got this. I got your back. You can win. But over time, it gets chipped away little bit by little bit, right? Circumstance after circumstance where you've tried to keep hope, you've tried to keep faith, and then, you know, things just keep happening, and slowly over time, you don't notice it. You don't even really, you know, see that it's happening, but slowly but surely, that inner me starts to become darker and darker and darker. And now all we see is the darkness. All we see is the things that are happening to and around us, right? So, of course, the impact of our inner me on our can have tremendous, tremendous. I said it incorrectly. Let me rephrase. The inner me can impact our mental health, relationships, and overall being and overall well-being in such a tremendous way that it can literally cause us to spiral down or cause our own lives to move in a downward direction, right? Because now we're listening to the fear that has, you know, raised up in us over the years. We're listening to the doubt. We're listening to the other people that may have told us over the years, oh, you can't do that. Oh, no, you know, that's too much for you. Just stay here. Oh, no, don't do that. That's not safe. You should be over here where it's safe, right? And again, everyone's trying to give the best opinion that they can because they all love you and they want the best for you. So they're trying to help you guide your life, right? But again, our source, our main guidance should be from God, Spirit, Source himself, right? Which resides in us. Spirit is in us, but it can only give us as much light and or darkness as we feed it, right? So that takes me into our next point. What are you feeding your inner me? What are you feeding that part of yourself? Are you feeding it positivity? Are you feeding it, you know, affirmations, positive music? For those of us who go to church, going to church, reading positive books, taking yourself out on a walk, you know, whatever these, you know, different things are, these different tools that we have, just to be able to strengthen the light source that's within us, right? Because again, unless you want to feed it negativity, some of these, you know, vulgar songs that we listen to that's telling you to F this and F that and I can't stand this, be this, and you can't tell me. And it's feeding the darkness within. It's teaching us to not trust each other. The music is teaching us not to love each other and to easily throw each other away. Because in this generation, you know, it's funny because everyone says it's all about acceptance. It's all about love. And, you know, you should accept people for what they truly are. And, you know, everybody's waving their freedom flag these days. But I, for one, feel like as if it's getting even more judgmental and criticizing than ever before. Because again, we're in this cancel them, you know, era where if you are not what other people want you to be, or if you're not acting or behaving in a certain way, people are quick to cut you off, right? Compassion, love, all of that stuff is gone. Well, I'm not going to say gone, but it is lacking, right? It's very much lacking within our society. But again, I understand it because it still all goes back to our inner me. If you are constantly telling yourself how much you love you and how great you are and how great others are, then you cannot see the faults in others. I guess let me not say that like that, because then people may say, well, if I'm telling myself how great I am, I can't see my faults. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe you can't see your own faults, right? So it's easy to judge others. But when you are, and it's bringing me to our next point, embracing self-compassion, right? But when you are being completely open and honest with yourself about who you are, and you know all of the many, many flaws that you have, I'm sorry, I just can't see how you can easily cancel someone else. And maybe that's always been, you know, something of mine, of why I've, you know, I've clinged to certain relationships for a little longer than I needed to, because it's not easy for me to throw others away. Because it's not easy for me to throw myself away. I know how much wrong I've done. I know how insecure I can be at times. I know how judgmental I can be at times. I know how undisciplined in my finances I can be. You know what I'm saying? So I know all of these things about myself. And guess what? I love myself anyway. And that same love that I show myself, that's the same love that I try to show to others. That's why I kind of go through a little more than what people say you should, right? That's why, you know, because again, I know. Now, I'm not saying you should let anyone run over you or, you know, feel as if they are better than you, because again, no one is better than anybody. But what I am saying is by giving yourself that self-compassion, that love, you can allow yourself to give that freely to others. Okay? So now I think this is a great resting spot. I'm going to take a moment, rest my vocal cords for a second, and then we're going to jump back into the rest of this episode. I hope you guys are enjoying thus far, and I'll be back. Welcome back. We are still talking about it's not the enemy, but our enemy battling our own demons. We left off talking about embracing self-compassion. And again, we know how very important it is to continue to love on ourselves, to forgive ourselves, because no one else in this world is going to love and forgive and fully accept you like Christ other than yourself. Nope. As much as I know my mama loves me, as much as I know my daddy loves me, they can't even accept you and embrace you and fully support you like Christ, you know, above yourself. Like, no one can love you like you love you, right? Because every ounce of love has to start from within. And so by saying that, now we're going to go on into talking about seeking that support and healing when we need it, right? Now, support and healing can come in any and all types of formats. You can go to traditional therapists. We have holistic healers. For those who still go to church, you can go to church and talk to your pastor or someone else within the faith that you are trusting of, right? You can seek counselors. I mean, whatever you have to do, you can journal. You can be your own therapist. You can journal and get it out that way. There are online, you know, therapists and counselors that you can talk to where you don't even have to leave your home. But it is valuable to you at mind, body, and soul to have something or someone in which helps you and guides you, giving you support and healing, right? Again, meditation leaders, there's so many different outlets, because I know everyone does not want to go the traditional therapy route. I fully understand it, in all honesty, which is why I rather just, you know, give my, you know, thoughts and life experiences versus trying to go the traditional route of being a counselor and or therapist. Because at the end of the day, there are so many pathways to healing. There are so many pathways of enlightenment and growth that I will never just tell anyone you should do X, Y, and Z. I can only give you the plethora of options that are available and encourage you to seek and find your own way of support and healing. Again, whether those through counselors, journaling, supportive networks, even through social media. Again, healthy social media networks. Again, there are a lot, it's a lot of mess out there in the airways on social media, which is why, again, I'm not even really promoting right now. I am simply saying what I feel God is leading me to say and placing it here for those who God will lead to find it. And if I, you know, promote one day or whatever and somebody sees it, great. If I don't and nobody sees it, great. At the end of the day, God has everything aligned. The universe is aligned perfectly. So why would I think that it's going to start messing up now, right? And that's a little bit of the self-talk I've been telling myself lately. Because again, I know the battles of fighting your inner me. Like, it's hard sometimes, y'all, because especially when you've been hurt so many times and, you know, you try to move on, you try to forgive and forget, but yet there's that still that small part of you that says, let me protect myself, let me keep myself closed up because I don't want to get hurt again. I don't want to feel that pain again. So, you know, things happen and you start to say, maybe this person don't have my best interest because they just did that. And that kind of remind me of something else I just went through. And now I'm scared of that person. And so I'm just going to kind of close myself off, right? Been there, done that, still working on it, right? Or it may be something going on at your job and you don't fully want to express it, but yet you're, you know, talking on the inside to yourself and you're, and it's mostly negative. This job ain't that, you know, and I understand the frustrations. Lord knows I understand the frustrations, but even in that, cause I've had to learn that's not okay either. Like, you can't sit there and gripe and moan and complain and then expect your mental and spiritual health to get better. It just doesn't work. So the only thing you really can do is realize that everything in life is your choice, right? Take responsibility for those choices, accept those choices, say, hey, I made this choice. It didn't quite work out. Better luck, you know, I'll try again next time. And just continue to cultivate that mindset within you, because complaining is only going to drive your enemy even more into a darker place. It's only going to drive you to be more suspicious of others, untrusting of others, and lead you into a place where you feel like you can't open up to anyone. You feel alone, abandoned, and just, you know, without an anchor. And it's again because you're allowing your own thoughts, your own issues, your own traumas to dictate what's going on in the here and now. So you have to remain very vigilant on keeping track of your thoughts and navigating them back towards a positive or a more enlightened thought whenever you start to go down that road. So, which means it takes intentionality. You have to be intentional about your thoughts. And again, you're not going to catch all of them. Some of them you may just get caught up because things are going on. For example, the current school that I'm working, I love my coworkers. I love the kids. And this actually been one of the, you know, better, healthier environments that I've worked in a long time, where, again, all the coworkers, we get along very well. We work well together. However, there has been some conflict between administration and the teachers as far as keeping things organized, you know, communication, things of that sort. And at this particular school, the owner doesn't believe in direct deposit. We have to get checks, right? Cool. Okay. I can be understanding of that. But then, you know, on the day that we're supposed to get paid, then we have issues to where we're waiting on our checks all day and, you know, different things like that, which can be very frustrating. As again, everyone has things to do, you know, with the cash flow that comes in, you know, as we're generating and saving and building. So people have things lined up for what they need to do, right? So, boom, now I got the option. Do I sit and complain and allow myself to get even more frustrated about it and allow myself to have a negative day? Or do I try to, again, gear myself to a more positive thought, as in, if this is only temporary, I'm grateful that I will get paid. I am getting paid no matter how late it is. And I can always choose to leave and, you know, go to the next. And it's really about, again, reminding yourself of those choices when things like that occur to help you remain at homeostasis, to help you keep your positive mindset. Because, again, if you allow your inner me to take you there, then you very much will think it's the enemy. Because by the time you've gotten so far into the dark, all you will see is the monsters and the, you know, the images that you've made up, you know, in your mind. And when I say made up in our mind, I'm not saying, you know, we're just coming off the wall with things. But sometimes our inner me can have the wrong perspective. And life truly is about choices and perspective. And the more we can keep our minds and our hearts in the right perspective, in the right posture, the better everything is for all of us, right? It gives us that mental peace. It gives us that spiritual peace that allows us to walk in this physical existence and to be able to, again, keep ourselves in it with some type of happiness, joy, peace, you know, and all of that good stuff. So it takes work. First of all, happiness is fleeting. So that is one thing that when we are talking to ourselves and we're being compassionate and loving to ourselves, let's remind ourselves that we don't want to just be happy. We want to have joy and peace. Joy and peace lasts. Happiness just comes from one event to the next, right? But when we are truly praying for, searching for, and holding on to true joy and true genuine peace, that's the stuff that lasts. Those are the feelings that carry you from mountaintop to mountaintop. And again, I've lost my faith plenty of times. I've lost my hope plenty of times. I've been in despair. I've told y'all, I've tried to commit suicide. I've been there. So I'm not telling you anything that I have not experienced for myself. I know what it is to fight these mental and spiritual demons and or inner me's, you know, in your life. I know what it's like. And so therefore I know what it takes. And especially after this last go round where I really had to sit with me and it's like, how did I get so far down? What was I doing differently? What was going on, you know, that allowed me to be so far into the dark that I could not see the light? And it's because I was not nurturing that part of myself. I was not giving myself the positive things that I need to hold on to some type of hope, peace, you know, stability. I had let go of my routines. I had let go of some of the things that I was doing to keep myself, right? So now I know never again. Like I can't allow what's going on with others, whether they're family or friends, to overwhelm me. The school, I can't let what things are going on at the school to overwhelm me, because at the end of the day, it's all in Source's hands. And I try to take so much of it on myself. I try to be superwoman, you know, like most of us are. We try to carry everything. And God keeps telling us and keeps revealing to me that that's not why we are here. He is the one that's supposed to carry it. And he wants to. He genuinely wants to and can and will. But we have to give it to him. Whatever our burdens are, whatever our hangups are, whatever the things that are burdening our minds, we have to turn it over to source, to the universe, to our God to take care of. Because if not, you will continue to get tired. You will continue to feel like you can't do it anymore. You can't make it anymore. And again, I understand. So I'm not trying to judge you. I'm not trying to guilt you into making different habits or anything like that. I'm only trying to say that I understand, and that because of what I've gone through personally, I know I want to make some other choices for my life. I want to do some things differently for me that's going to keep me in the light, keep me in a moving in a positive direction, in a joyful, peaceful, uplifting direction, right? And I'm not saying that, again, circumstances aren't going to happen. We know moments of contrast has to happen. That's how growth happens. But what I am saying is I'm going to be more intentional about keeping my perspective, understanding that it's my choice. And if a choice doesn't work out, that I can make another choice and another choice and another choice until we get it right. Right. So I'm going to keep telling my inner me that we got this, that we can do it. Right. So which is my last and final point. By embracing the journey of self-discovery and personal growth, and by confronting the inner me, it can lead to profound transformation and empowerment. So celebrating victories, no matter how small or how big, and I say this on my show all the time, so you guys know I am all about celebrating the wins. Again, you woke up this morning, woo! Let's celebrate. You aced the test. Woohoo! Let's celebrate. You put your clothes on correctly. Woohoo! Let's celebrate. I don't care how small or big the victories are. Just continue to celebrate you. Continue to give yourself freedom. Continue to give yourself love, encouragement. And by you filling yourself up with all of that goodness, all of that excellence, it's going to continue to flow out. And it's not only going to flow out and affect you, but it's going to flow onto others, and it's going to affect their lives. And like I said last week, we're just going to create those ripple effects of positivity, joy, love, peace, embracing, you know, all of that good stuff, right? So in conclusion, remember that the battle against the enemy is ongoing, but it is not insurmountable. By acknowledging and confronting our inner demons with courage, compassion, and resilience, we can unlock the true potential within ourselves and live authentically. So make sure you continue to explore the depths of your human experience. Stay strong, stay curious, stay loving, stay open. And as always, I love you guys. Until next week, this has been another episode of Mask Off, Crowns On. If you like this episode, please like it, share it, subscribe to it. Tell me how you liked it or disliked it so I can continue to get to know you all as well. But I love you guys. Stay blessed. Stay at peace.